I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Department of the Interior confirmed yesterday they plan to move the Bureau of Land Management out of Washington, D.C. As Aspen Public Radio's Allison Bechtish reports, Colorado's representatives applauded the decision to move the agency to the western U.S.
Grand Junction is one of the potential locations for the new headquarters. According to Susan Combs, a senior advisor at the DOI, the selection process will take another 8 to 10 months. Representative Scott Tipton, whose district stretches across the western third of the state, said the move would ensure that decisions would be made by those who understand the land best, resulting in more effective land management programs and policies. Senator Michael Bennett also praised the announcement.
That's Allison Bechtish reporting from Aspen. At more than $1 billion over budget and 5 years behind schedule, an elaborate new veterans hospital is finally opening in suburban Denver with the promise of state-of-the-art medical care. A ribbon cutting is scheduled for tomorrow at the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. The $1.7 billion hospital survived years of management blunders, legal battles, investigations, and angry congressional hearings. Veterans say they're relieved it's done. Campfires are once again allowed at one of Colorado's most popular national parks. Rocky Mountain National Park lifted its ban on campfires today, 2 weeks after imposing the first campfire ban there since 2012. And an orphan bear cub that was burned by a wildfire is healing and gaining weight. Wildfire officials said today the bear no longer has to wear bandages on her feet, which were severely burned by a wildfire north of Durango. The cub has more than doubled in size to 26 pounds since being spotted by firefighters and has left her cage to live in a pen with other cubs at a rehabilitation center. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.